Joining now is Flora Lichtman with our video pick of the week. Hi, Flora.
Hi, Ira.
Have you got any bacterial stuff for us this week?
Oh, no, although the subjects are probably bacteria heavy. But I have two words for you. Tiny dancers.
Tiny. They're not those rotifers.
No, and I'm not talking about the Elton John song either.
Tiny dancers. Not tiny bubbles or dancers.
No. This may be the cutest study ever published. I don't know. I think maybe.
The cutest study.
Yes. This researcher, Marcel Zentner, found 120 babies and played them all different types of music and rhythmic sounds. And the question he had was, if you play babies' music, and these are kids that can't talk yet,
right?
Just, you know, 4 to 20 months old or something.
Right.
Do they dance?
Do they dance if you play? I remember that bird that danced that you had.
Right? Yes, and that's the
Snowball. The bird, right?
Snowball makes a reappearance in this video pick of the week. Truth be told.
So let me say. So you have footage. You create a video pick of the week that's on our website at sciencefriday.com that answers the question.
Right. So these researchers filmed 120 babies listening to music, and here's the answer. Babies do dance spontaneously.
Rhythm.
Well, I mean, this is sort of the fine point of the study. They definitely move when they hear music, and mm-hmm. it's not speech. It really is about music. And if you've seen Baby Beyonce on YouTube, which has 10 million views, you're probably familiar with this phenomenon, but they're not great dancers. I mean, part of this study yeah. was that, you know, the babies are trying, but they're not, like, nailing the beat. In fact, the bird was kind of better at
well,
it.
Well, and from watching your video, you interviewed the scientist who said one of the reasons is that they're just little babies and their motor skills are not developed.
Yeah, he was pretty defensive. He was like, you know, I don't know why you would expect them to be great dancers.
I don't see a TV show here yet. Dancing with the Babies.
Dancing with the Babies yet. Although, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm writing this down. Go ahead.
One of the ways that they determined whether the babies were good dancers or not was through sort of sophisticated motion capture technology. And then the other way they did it, and this didn't make it into the video, but it's just amazing. They rounded up professional ballet dancers to watch the footage of the babies dancing. And this researcher told me that these ballet dancers were just so touched to see these kids who are, you know, not thinking about it. They haven't been taught anything, but they have this sort of intrinsic reaction to music.
Wow.
Just like Snowball the bird.
Snowball, as you say. If you watch the video, the pick of the Flora's video pick of the week, you'll see a few babies who are dancing to the music, and you've compared them with Snowball a bit.
Yes, and a few professional dancers, so you can see really the evolution of dance in this video.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, maybe if your baby dances, we'd love to see some footage.
Yeah,
and I don't think I can ever get enough dancing baby footage. It's so cute.
Yeah, you've done some pretty cute animal videos, but this
may trump it.
This is a cute.
Oh, right. And there's one more thing that really makes this the most heartwarming story I've ever heard of. The babies, so they're not that good at dancing, right? But when they did hit the beat,
right,
they smiled more.
Oh, my.
My heart is melting.
Oh. Don't drive off the road, folks. it takes a lot to melt, Flora.
Ouch.
Ouch, sorry. No, I mean, she... Oh, how do I top this? So if you want to see if your own heart melts, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
See if your own heart melts. Go to sciencefriday.com. We'll look at our video pick of the week. It's on the left side up there. Baby's dancing.
Yeah, let us know what you think. I mean, maybe it was just me. I'd like to know. Is it just me that finds this really too cute to bear?
Well, and people who have babies, you don't have children. Let's see if they think the same thing.
Yeah.
When they see the babies.
They're reminded of diapers.
Exactly. All right, Flora, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ira.
Flora Lichtman and our video pick of the week. We have dozens of them up there in our video pick in our video section. So if you want to send us some, we'd like to hear more from you. That's about it for our program, which is produced by Christopher Taliata and senior producer Annette Heiss. Charles Berquist is our director. Flora Lichtman is our producer for digital media. Shelley Du Bois is our Sci-Arts producer. Alessio Bayak, our Spanish language producer. Neil Rausch, our technical director. As they say, the TV at the controls. Push those buttons, turn on the knobs, and making us sound good here in New York. With help in Second Life from Lynn Collins, Dave Andrews, Jeff Corbin, and the University of Denver, you can write to us at can write to us at or go to our website and send us an email. Science Friday, 4 West 43rd Street, room 306, New York, New York, 10036. Also, we have all those videos up there, the pick of the week, and we're podcasting. If you missed something today, you can just join our podcast. And we're also tweeting. You can tweet us at SciFry, at SCIFRI, and join our Science Friday community. I'm Ira Flato in New York.